Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Ty. How may I help you?
Yes, hi, Ty. Are you a manager?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the supervisor on the floor.
Okay, how are you today?
Yes, I'm doing fine.
I said, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Nothing. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I just realized that these keto pills that were free or whatever in your advertisement that I saw on Facebook, it didn't say anything about in 14 days there would be after 14 days there would be a charge of $90 for each one of these pills to my account. I would like to I just spoke with Mason Brown, and he canceled the subscription. But I believe that it was one of the like a false advertisement, and under the deceptive trade practices laws in Virginia, you really can't do that. You can't not tell people that there is going to be a charge at a later date. Now, on the website that he gave me, it does say that, but on the Facebook ad, it does not, and that is not that's not right. It's against the law to do that. I would like to have my money refunded.
Yes, ma'am. To make sure my right account, can you verify the shipping address?
6531 Fair Pines Road, North Chesterfield, Virginia, 23234.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. Is there, do you see there's a trial done for the NutraSlim Keto and Cleanse? I did a
Yes.
14-day trial on a 30-day supply. And since there wasn't a cancellation within the 14 days, they charged the full retail price for both the keto that you received and the cleanse that you received. And then 30 days later, they put you on a recurring bill. But since we canceled the account, it won't charge you for your next billing, for your next order. I'm going to charge you the end of trial charge for your first two products. But by agreeing to those terms and conditions, it does make it a valid charge. Because if right below we place your information, the terms and conditions box that you have to agree to in order for the order to go through. And it won't allow you to place the order unless you agree to the terms and conditions. And that's what makes it a valid charge.
Okay, so why is that not on the Facebook ad?
And that's why we put is the ad just it just says the ad. But once you go once it directs you to our link, it shows it right below where you place your information.
No, it was not there. It's on the website, but when I agreed to the terms and conditions, it did not take me to that page. To that website page to allow me to see that there would be a charge at a later date, because otherwise I would not have accepted that. So it wasn't in the ad. It wasn't like you said in the it may have been in the terms and conditions. I'm not going to say that it was not, but I will say that it was not readily available, which makes it deceptive and also makes it false advertisement, which is against the law.
Again, but again, so by agreeing to those terms and conditions, it does make it a
I
valid
understand
challenge,
what
ma'am.
you're saying, but you're not addressing what I'm saying. I definitely understand what you're saying. You're saying that you're going to charge me regardless. What I'm saying is that this is false advertisement, and it's against the law, and I would like my money refunded.
So again, by agreeing to terms, it makes a valid charge. I can't refund it in full. What I'll do is I'll place this 35% discount I have and refund you 35% back.
35%?
Yes, sir. How you find 35%
If you can give
back?
me 35%, you can give me 100%.
Yeah, the charge being valid can't temper the full charge.
I'm sorry.
As in, by agreeing to the terms and conditions, I can't return the full charge. I do have, my apologies. I do have this family and friends discount here. It is a 50% discount. I can apply that on here. And so I can apply to the order and then refund you 50% back.
Okay, so now we've gone from 35% to 50%. I would like 100% of my money back because I did not see any of these charges prior to signing and sending for these pills, which I don't really see where they, I took them a couple of days and I didn't see any difference, so I'm not really taking them, but I would like 100% of my money back, please.
Yeah, ma'am. The charge is being valid. Makes it a valid charge. Now, we can't tamper the full charge. It's a valid charge.
If you can give me, you went from 35% to 50%. If you can give me 50%, you can give me all of my money back.
No, it's a family friends discount. I can refund you that. If I can apply that, and I'll refund you 50%.
Okay. I'm very disappointed. This really is a scam, and I am going to report it to the Better Business Bureau and to the Fraud Bureau as well. You need to put that in your Facebook ad. And I mean, offer people the 50%. They may accept it. They may, you know, be okay with paying $90 as opposed to $180-something. That's really, really, really ridiculous for something that does not even work. This is just a scam. It's not right. But I will accept the 50% at this time. And what's your last name, Todd?
It's Davis.
Hi, Davis. Okay. So you will apply. You will return 50% of the funds back to my account.
Yes, ma'am.
And how long will that take?
It'll take like 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect back into your account. It just depends on the financial institution.
Okay.
So, let's give you one moment. Be right back with you.
Okay. It don't even come with decent instructions on how they work or what you should use with them. I mean, are you supposed to do a keto diet with them? Are you not? I mean, it didn't even come with any information. You know, ridiculous. So, do you need to do a keto diet with these pills in order for them to be effective?
No, ma'am. You can take them all right before you work out, take them right before you work out, even before you eat, like 20 minutes before you eat as well.
And you don't need to do a keto diet?
No, ma'am.
And you will still lose weight?
That's right. Okay, sure. There you go. So you also have refunded, the 50% refund, you'll be getting a take like 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect back into your account. It just depends on your financial institution.
Okay. So can you give me some more information about these pills?
What information?
You just said that I should take them, 20 minutes before I eat. I don't have to do a keto diet and I should still lose weight.
Sure.
You said sure.
Yes, Yes, ma'am. So you, again, you can take them 20 minutes before you eat. You also can take them, is you got to take them 20 minutes before you do after work, so it can get into your system, because again, it's all natural. You also can take it 20 minutes before you work out. Take 20 minutes before you work out as well.
Do you take two at a time? I read somewhere where you're supposed to take one in the morning and one in the evening. Are you supposed to take them both in the morning? Are you supposed to take them? Can I take them both at night? Does it matter what time of day I take them? And do I take both twins and the other one at the same time?
You take the cleanse one in the morning. You take the cleanse one in the morning, and taking it in the morning, you take it in the morning or before you go to bed. You take the cleanse.
I take the cleanse before I go to bed, and I take the other two in the morning.
No, yes, sir. You can take the cleanse before you can take the cleanse before you can take the cleanse in the morning or before you go to bed, and you can take the keto before you eat or before you work out. 20 minutes before.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.